Joy Tactics.
Cause we talk that talk and we talk all night. And the more I know and the more I like. Just say what's on your mind. My baby, talk to me in Spanish. Talk to me in French. Talk to me in your main up language.
You ever heard that one?
No.
No.
Charlie XCX, Troy Sivan.
Charlie.
What does XEX, what does XEX stand for? Zez?
X.
X. CX. XCX.
It sounds like SEX. She doesn't mean that, right?
Oh.
You have no idea.
Listen,
the way that the fucking. Exactly. The way that the music industry works, it's all subliminal, man. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Subliminal criminal.
Woo!
Okay, so
liminal.
No, in seriousness, what does the SCX stand for? Charlie, Sasha, Cohen, Xander?
It's XCX.
XCX. Xander, Cohen.
Wait, you thought it was Charlie SCS?
I don't think anything about her. Hold on, look at this. Well, I won't show you, but there's some work being done right here.
Oh,
okay. Damn, what are they doing? They're lifting something.
Sometimes I feel like, I don't want to disrespect some construction workers, but I feel like sometimes like 10% to 20% of their job, I feel like they're just like kind of banging on shit just to, you know, to stretch out the hours,
get some more, you chilling? Know.
I think there's like, okay, the job takes like 6 hours, but I think there's like 2 hours of that where they're just like, let's just build this person 2 more hours and let's just like fucking bang on some pieces of wood and just kind of kick it.
That's possible.
Cool, it's man.
Because if you got some rich person that knows nothing about construction, most people know nothing about construction. They have fucking idea how long it takes, what to do to build something. So if you're taking a 2 hours, they're like, what are you doing? Oh, we're just, you just make up something. Oh, the pipe infrastructure needs fastening.
But why would they want to be there for 2 hours longer instead of just upcharging them in the first place? That's why you're not a businessman.
Touche.
That's why.
Touche.
So.
Welcome, patrons.
Welcome. Welcome back. We hope you are well rested and fed.
And you are now tapped into an exclusive Joy Tactics episode for the patrons, only, mm-hmm. where we get real, where shit gets, where there's no barrier between you and us.
I drop the facade so quick when it's a Patreon episode. I drop masks so quick. I'm letting my shoulders down. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be myself, which is actually the hardest role for me to play.
Eric, you've been cast in the role of Eric Rahill. That was the hardest audition of your life.
Why did God give me this part? You know what I mean? I could have had many other parts, but you gave me the burden of being Eric Rahill.
You nailed it. You just did it. You're pre, you know, when you're in the purgatorial consciousness light being structure auditioning for different roles on Earth.
The consciousness casting couch. You just nailed it.
This is already an all-timer. Just
I was Nate saw my spiritual being tortured last night at the movie theater. I was in a bad place.
Oh, this is due to stomach expansion.
Due to Mexican food style stomach expansion and mezcal,
and Diet Coke, enchiladas, chips, dip.
When does it
guacamole
does it stop?
Bean
That's
dip?
My question.
When does it stop? I think last night I hit the fucking stopping point. I can't keep living like this. I can't keep being hedonistic. And if I want to be hedonistic, I should get 1 hour a fucking month to go fucking crazy.
1 hour. Yeah.
Don't you think that would be fun to have once a month? Because I think, you know, we're in our 30s and we don't party as much as we used to. Mm-hmm. But I still like that feeling. But I think it would be fun to schedule Google Calendar style one day every 2 months where we just let fucking loose. I'm talking 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. There, it's like, it's almost punishing. Like, you don't even, you're not even looking forward to it. That's how much we, you hate it, but you have to do it. You've committed to it. There's a blood bond oath that's mm-hmm. involved, some sort of skull and bones type ritual where that you can't back out of it no matter what. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun as fuck. And let me just say something right now. Because when they talked about hedonism in times of old, when the Bible was referencing hedonism, what they were doing was fucking sick. They had torches. They had fucking delicious wine. They were wearing cloth, flowing cloth. They were having sex all day with all types of people. They were eating grapes and fucking legs of lamb.
Painting.
And they didn't have phones to distract them. They were just getting in. They did pure hedonism. What we have now in the modern times is a sort of pathetic version of that. You know what I mean? We have fucking Drew Binsky and a Papa John's. And three mezcal Negronis, and two Zins, and hypertension.
Why do you gotta talk about Drew Binsky like that, man?
That's what happens to me.
Drew Binsky's been to all 197 countries in the world.
I know. But you pop on Drew Binsky on YouTube, whatever, and we just don't. I think we need to. If we're gonna be hedonistic, we shouldn't be lazy about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because what we're doing is we're doing the worst version of it where we're having, for no reason at 4 p.m. I'm going to have two giant beers at the German Hall and a hot dog and a pretzel. And I'm just going to keep myself just numbed and just tired enough to make every little waking moment difficult. But never too high, never too low.
Yeah. What we're doing is, I think what you're saying is, if I can sum this up in summary, we're edging hedonism throughout our life. Sometimes we fully get there, but every day you can't just have any sort of respite in this fucking society, in this modern world. We're edging hedonism every day. And it's just like, can I just get a fucking break for 1 second? Can I live peacefully just one day where I'm just sitting on a rock the way I'm meant to, just looking out into the ocean?
Well, here's the deal. We've been dealt a bad hand of cards. Back in the fucking day, our life was by nature restricted. Food was restricted because there were low resources. Alcohol was restricted because that shit was hard to make and distill. They couldn't even figure out how to do that shit with liquor until pretty late in the game. We were just drinking weak beer for centuries. There was no TV. There was no Drew Binsky. You know what I'm saying? So, like, hedonism was like, you take it when you can get it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, we live these boring lives of restriction, restraint, because we have unlimited resources, unlimited hedonistic resources. You know what I'm saying?
What you're talking about is, A, the vertigo of freedom. B, hedon retention is what I call it.
Hedon retention.
And C is... being a bitch. So why don't all three of us, instead of complaining, walk into our kitchens right now, grab the bullet whiskey, come back, have a seat, and let's put our money where our mouth is.
And let's just say fuck it.
And let's do it, man. Let's get fucked up on a Sunday.
I'm watching all these murder mysteries that take place in England, right? No, listen, it's tying in. I'm tying it back.
All
right. This is literally better fucking tie-in because I can't hear about another fucking murder mystery.
This ties into what we were discussing earlier, which is exploring the countryside of England via car.
Investigating
it. Hopefully be doing in January. Just bought the tickets, guys. So if anyone thinks we're fucking lying right before this podcast, we just bought our tickets to London land.
We're coming. And if you have any suggestions too, I know there's a lot of UK patrons. So this is the trip right now. Let's just describe it. We're flying into Edinburgh. Okay. And then we're going to take a car and drive down to London.
Town.
So what the fuck should we do? I floated this that we have to do a podcast at Stonehenge. Do they allow podcasts at Stonehenge, or are they afraid of what
they're sort gonna of, allow us out of respect for
would the audio will the do? Audio waves would it work, or would the audio waves be bouncing off of the stones in a way that will disallow recording?
There's definitely, we'll find I bet out. You, an odd sound frequency sort of energy vortex around that area. Mm-hmm. Something tells me that there is.
Tap water review across all of the UK. Tap in. That's what we'll call it. Yo, welcome back to Tap In. Come along with me and my two veteran improviser friends as we go on a road trip through...